Fears and concerns are often met by guidance from our Father, at times and in ways least expected. And so a family was to learn in this moving story entitled, Seek Me in All Things.
He knelt in prayer, offering his deepest supplications to his Heavenly Father. This was not to be his firstborn child. In fact, he was already the father of two beautiful daughters. But the birth of his third child would be different. This time, he would be in the delivery room. He was concerned. Questions and doubt clouded his mind. How would he react? He had heard stories of fathers passing out while observing birth. Would he be one who did? And so on this Sunday evening, he continued pouring out his heart to his Heavenly Father, asking for help and guidance. He knew there was plenty of time to prepare for that much-anticipated day. In fact, just 2 days prior, on Friday, Gloria had visited her doctor with the hope that the birth might soon take place. Instead, she was informed that the baby was not yet positioned for birth. More waiting lay ahead. Sundays have always been strictly devoted to the Lord's activities in this LDS household. This day is reserved for attending worship services and for spending time with the family. None of the three TV channels available to Haslett, Michigan residents back then in the 1970s were viewed on Sunday. Sunday was not just another day to watch TV. Things went well on Saturday and again on Sunday. That is, until about 8 p.m. on Sunday, when Gloria wasn't feeling well. She agreed to receiving a blessing from her husband, who prayed that the birthing would go well and that the baby would be healthy. He also asked his Heavenly Father for a blessing upon himself, that he would remain calm in the delivery room. As usual, the family retired early. Everyone was sound asleep when at 9:20, Dad was disturbed. He got up, checked all the doors and windows, and then went back to bed. A few moments later, he heard a voice, "Turn the TV on." A 12-inch black and white TV set, used mostly for news broadcasts, was situated alongside the bed. He ignored the request, but when the same words were spoken again, this time with greater volume, he promptly turned the TV on. The World Series was on the first channel. He saw no reason to watch that. He can't recall what was on the second channel. He switched to the only other channel, which was featuring a program on natural childbirth. He remained glued to this channel, realizing that he would soon be present at a live birth. He recalls that the childbirth was presented in great detail, with a doctor narrating each step of the procedure. When the baby was delivered, the doctor put two clamps on the cord, spaced about 3 inches apart. Then, assured that no pulsing was taking place between the clamps, the cord was severed. Following this, the baby's nose and throat were cleared before cleaning the baby. After the program, he turned the TV off and went back to sleep. The alarm went off at 5:30 on Monday morning. Gloria went into the bathroom, so he lay there for a few more minutes. Then it happened. He heard a scream. He heard Gloria's voice. "Get up! It's coming!" "What is?" he asked as he rolled over. She hollered back, "The baby!" At that, he jumped out of bed and ran to the bathroom. He wanted to carry Gloria into the bedroom, but it was too late for that. He laid a sheet on the floor and managed to get her on it. He tried to calm her by telling her that he knew exactly what to do, that he had seen it all on TV. She laughed in disbelief, then went into shock. The two daughters entered the bathroom, wondering what was happening and wanting to watch. He asked that they watch from their bedroom, which was across the hall. He made calls to the paramedics and the babysitter, then went back to his wife, where he resumed coaching, encouraging Gloria to push and pant. She, still not believing that he knew what he was doing, was not cooperating. Finally, no longer able to hold back, she pushed and gave birth. The paramedics arrived in time to put the clamps in place, exactly like on the TV program. By this time, the tiny bathroom was crowded, as four paramedics, along with four police officers, had wedged their way in. The babysitter arrived a few minutes later, not believing the excitement she had missed. The father was both happy and relieved. His prayers had been answered in an unimaginable way. The baby, another girl, came quickly. The mother experienced few pains, and the father calmly assumed a role that he could only have accomplished through divine intervention. Truly, he thought, we are to seek our Heavenly Father in all things. That baby, Heather, is now a mother with two young children of her own.